And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry.
And we're so honored to host today's show. I think we're going to have a spooky show.
I think it's going to be very scary. Well, I hope it's not that scary.
No, folks. It won't be that scary, but we're going to have a lot of fun today. And we've got some wonderful guests, and some of them, our first guest is someone from Anytime Fitness. We have our friends from the Jersey Lily and Dr. Nancy Blum, and of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, And
yes,
Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest.
Yes, folks. Get out your weights and pump up your arms. And we have Amber Blanchard here from Anytime Fitness. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We shared before the show that you were from someplace else.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before you dive into Anytime Fitness.
Well, I am from Arkansas, so if you start to hear a little bit of a drawl, that is why.
I think it's cute.
We love it.
Yeah, but I got my degree at University of Arkansas in therapeutic recreation. So typically I work with people with disabilities in sports and recreation, which makes me really passionate about Anytime Fitness because they really look at fitnesses for all, which is what I'm really passionate about.
Yep. And you guys have only been open a very short time.
10 whole days.
Wow.
We could count it on all of our hands.
Exactly. Tomorrow I'm going to have to use my toes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, tell us about what that experience has been for you so far.
It's been really amazing. Anytime's Fitness, what their philosophy is, like I said, is fitness for all. So, you know, folks with disabilities, folks without disabilities, everybody's welcome. We have some amazing personal trainers that can help people reach their goals. And this Anytime is a little bit different than the other Anytimes. And the reason why is because it's more of a coaching facility. We have less members and yet more touches with staff. So we really want to get to know our members, what their goals are, and how we can help them reach their goals.
And I think that's great because I think we've all experienced a gym, and getting really good advice is important, and having that coach, because you can really injure yourself if you're not lifting something correctly, or, you know, or maybe there's a certain exercise out there that we should be participating in.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of make a joke at Anytime Fitness in Prescott that going into a gym without a plan is sort of like going into Walmart without a list. So
that is so true.
It's
though.
So true. Yeah. So our coaches, every person gets a coach when they join. And so they get invited to our app that they can get customized workouts from our coaches. So when you come in, you have a plan. And that's what makes this gym so different than anything else that's out there.
Well, and I think to your point, having a list and having a plan is so critical because, you know, it's really easy to get off the plane. I mean, it's just important to have some kind of goal to work towards.
Absolutely. And our coaches are really good, too, about keeping people accountable. So if you don't show up for 2 weeks, we'll be giving you a call and saying, Sherry, where have you been? Come in. We miss your face. Let's work out together and we'll keep people on track. And that's really what makes me passionate about this particular gym is because it really is about helping people and keeping them on track for their goals. And then they have that person there to keep them accountable. So it really is a different gym model. And I love that about it.
And that is great. One of the things before we got started on the air, we were just kind of having some side conversations besides songs we were singing. And one of the things that struck me is the owner of this facility is very caring and giving to the community. We were talking about
absolutely.
That. I want to share a little bit to our listeners what that means to the to the team, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for asking that. He's a family guy and he's also a veteran. And so one of the things he does is a hero program. So he knows how important teachers are in our community. And so we have a teacher program that we give teacher discounts, we give military discounts, and then fire and police as well. And I think that's really important. And that is one of the things that also drew me to this is the fact that he has real heart for the community and then also wanting to give back to the community and do things, participating in fundraisers, school events, and things like that to really be our community's gym.
And I think that's what really makes Prescott special is people like your whole team, that involvement, being part of the community is just so much fun and rewarding as well.
Absolutely, because when they say it takes a village, it takes a village. And if we all bond together as a village, amazing things can happen in our community.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about this Anytime Fitness. What can we expect when we walk in the door? I mean, I know you mentioned there's coaches on hand. Like, walk us through. I'm just coming through the door. What's going to happen to Sherry?
All right.
Well, she needs a total makeover.
Stop it. No, when you come in, you'll be greeted by either myself or one of our trainers. And we will take you through a tour, find out a little bit more about your needs, and then describe to you all the different things and options that we have. It's not just a gym. There's so many other things that are going on. We have an eVolt 360 body scan that tells you your body composition, so your skeletal mass, your fat mass, your muscle mass, and also tells you what your visceral fat is, which is really important for longevity and health. They'll also go through the different coaching programs that we have. So instead of Zumba classes or spin classes, which a lot of folks are used to, we have small group coaching classes that are led by personal trainers.
Wow.
Where we use heart rate monitors.
Okay.
And you can see your heart rate up on the screen. And so we do zone training. Some of our classes and sessions burn 1,000 calories in one session. So people can get a lot of benefits from their membership. And then they can also use that app that we can send them workouts so they have that plan when they come in the gym. So it really is a results-based, outcomes-based gym model. And that's what makes it completely different than anything else that we've seen here in Prescott. So we're really, really excited about it. And if there's people with, you know, some sort of chronic illness or disability, then I'm a recreation therapist, and I've been over 20 years trained in working with people with those conditions in fitness and recreation. So it really is, it can be a bridge from clinical to community health. And so we're really excited.
That scan thing is interesting to me.
Yeah.
I know. Do you stand and just kind of, like, how does it work?
Well, you stand on, like, a scale.
Okay.
You have your shoes off,
yep,
and you stand on it like a scale, and then you hold on to a couple of these handles.
Okay.
And then it does a 360 scan. You put in your information.
Wow.
And then it will email you and give you a printout of where you are, and then you can look at that and get a real idea of what you need to do to reach your personal goals. So everything's very personalized. If you get on a scale and it says you weighed 5 pounds more than last week, that really doesn't tell you very much.
Okay.
But if you see your water mass, your skeletal mass, your bone mass,
right,
your fat mass, and all of those things, then that gives you a more of a clear picture of what you need to do to reach your goals. And it also spits out the machine spits out what your nutrition should be as well. So it gives you macros, how many proteins, carbs, and fats that you should have to reach your goal.
Well, there you go, Robert.
There you go.
You're all set.
I'm all ready to go.
Picking on Robert here.
Yeah. I like the zone part that you guys, because a lot of people don't know where they are in the zone. I work out a lot. I do a lot of mountain biking, a lot of cardio. But I kind of know where my zone is, and it's pretty high.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to a gym and I didn't get the training that you guys do.
Right.
So I hopped on an elliptical machine and I just started going crazy on the thing. And my heart rate just went up to like 225, something crazy.
So I
stopped and I said, okay, is this normal? Am I going to die up here? He said, well, how do you feel? I said, well, actually, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I said, I'm okay. I said, so my threshold must be high. But a lot of people don't know where their zones are and where they should be as far as heart rate.
Yeah.
Yep, that's very true. In this particular, we use MZ1s, and they send all the information to your app.
Well, that I had no idea. Like, I'm so thankful to have this time with you, because I didn't realize that such technology is available to us now in this situation.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, that's really cool. So we're working on your ribbon cutting.
Yes.
We have that scheduled for December 19th.
Correct.
And I think it's at 4:30, or is it 4?
That sounds right to me.
4:30? Okay, somewhere in that time frame.
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to that. But let's tell our listeners where you're located, some contact information.
Absolutely. So we are located at 3910 Willow Creek Road. So we're right in that Fry's parking lot between Fry's and Taco Bell. You can come see us anytime between 10 and 6 on weekdays. I'm there. So come see us then. Or you can look on our website, which is www.anytimefitness.com. Choose the Prescott location and set up a meeting, and I'd be glad to meet you.
Wow, that's wonderful. And so we're excited. You've been open for 10 days. Tomorrow will be 11 days. Are you wearing a costume to work tomorrow?
Absolutely.
I'm doing a poll. It's Halloween, you know.
Heck yeah. I don't think I've gone one Halloween without a costume. I'm a kid at heart and like to play.
And I like the fact that you'll be right there to greet everybody and kind of walk them through the whole program as well.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're glad to have you as part of the Chamber family, and we're looking forward to your ribbon cutting, and we're really thankful that you were on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and we have another wonderful guest today. I'm so excited about this one.
What an exciting day, isn't it? It must be Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Chamber of Commerce Day. Yep.
It's Wednesday fun day.
Yeah, we have Jersey Lily here.
Yes.
Everybody knows Jersey Lily.
Yes.
Susan Roberts,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you on the show, and we know you have lots and lots to talk about. First, tell us a little bit about yourself. First.
I've been in Prescott for 20 years, started out with Apple Creek Cottages, which we still have, and now own Jersey Lilies.
Wow.
Well, we're so
that keeps you pretty busy.
Oh, yes, it does.
Never a dull moment.
No.
So what's going on with the Jersey Lily? Not so much about what we're going to talk about, but any other things that are going on? Because you have so many things going on there.
We do. We have a lot of things going on. We just started a VIP, local VIP program, which is wonderful for anybody in the Quad City area.
Uh-huh.
They get drink specials and a lot of different opportunity there for.
Cool.
They just need to come in, sign up, and they get a card. And,
okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It is. It's great. We also have a great patio that looks out over the courthouse.
The famous patio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty famous, isn't it?
Besides us, have you had any other famous people that have been at a patio?
Probably.
She can't answer that, but
no.
I love driving by and seeing the people just looking over in awe of our beautiful Prescott.
That's for sure. It is beautiful, especially right now with the leaves changing.
Yes. Oh,
and it was really neat to see the test run of the lighting with leaves on the
trees. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was very pretty.
Yeah, it's funny
so
how
cool.
some years the leaves just stick around a little bit longer than usual. This is one of those years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Jersey Lily is a beautiful, beautiful building. Tell us about the inside of the building.
It's old.
It has a lot of oak. Yep, it's like classic bar.
It is very classic. It is. The original bar in there. It's just a lot of art on the wall that tells a lot of history about Jersey Lily. Mm-hmm. There's one in Texas. She was quite famous. So,
wow.
Yeah, a lot of history in
there. See, folks don't know that part about Jersey Lily,
right.
That there is history behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Besides just being, non-historic Whiskey Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think you've owned it for...
Two and a half years now.
Correct. So, boy, time flies, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And you guys and the friends of the Jersey Lily, you guys do so much for the courthouse lighting. And that's why we have you on the show today, because we want to talk a little bit about that. So, I mean, we're talking some great efforts. This is what I tell people is this is 50% of what helps put the courthouse lighting on.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready to kick off our 12th annual year of doing the courthouse Christmas lighting fundraiser. Last year we raised over $41,000.
Yeah.
So that's, a huge amount. We're hoping to do that plus this year. The kickoff party is on November 7th from 4 to 8. Starts with the silent auction, which has a complimentary buffet that Gary Denny provides from El Charro Norte.
Yes.
How do you say that?
It's really yummy.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yes.
And then, of course, that's followed by the live auction, which is a lot of fun, definitely.
And the mayor, I understand, is the auctioneer?
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. It is. That's
he does a great job.
Yep, so you got to come down here and just tackle him.
Yeah.
But this year we're going to do three big giveaways.
Yes.
Because we've always done the bronze, which has been donated by Brad Williams, and that's valued at $4,000. But this year we're going to add two additional ones. One is a 14-carat rose gold diamond pendant that was donated by Raskin's Jewelers, which is valued at $2,500.
It's gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
I think I'm going to win that one. Oh, wait, I can't.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Then we also have a set of... four Michelin tires, which does include...
I could use those.
Yeah, those are nice tires.
Yeah.
And it also includes the installation.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's from the Prescott Tire Pros.
Correct.
They're very big supporters, too. Yeah.
They are huge in this community. Yeah. Yep. And that has a $1,500 value on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to say, we couldn't do it without the Friends of the Jersey Lily and your efforts. And
thank
so on behalf of the Chamber, I know we sincerely thank you. And I think one thing our audience should know is, I mean, this is everyone being involved, from businesses donating close to, 160 items?
Oh, yes.
Or more.
Correct.
And then... the friends, they volunteer their time, and they've been working on this since, we've been meeting back in May.
Correct.
Yeah. And so they really put their heart and soul into this to support this wonderful courthouse lighting, which is a tradition, 65 years this year.
That's what I understand.
And the return on investment, I mean, first of all, the traditions that the courthouse lighting provides for the community. What I love best is you hear people telling their family stories, or some, like last year, DJ got proposed.
Mm-hmm.
This courthouse lighting has a lot of tradition for people.
It does. My kids were actually singing on the courthouse step. Right. My son, who's now my partner in business, was just wee little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it goes way back.
It does. I can't wait till my grandchildren, they love it. Would they come and visit and see all the lights and just everybody's in awe. You know, and last year we were able to add, the snowman and the gingerbread and the gazebo and the selfie frame that is on the timeline that everybody loves. So every year we're trying to do more things to enhance it, but keep the tradition. We will always honor the tradition of the courthouse lighting.
Yes.
However, there's a lot of cool things out there that we want to bring so people can enjoy.
And there's a lot of people that come to that event.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And this is a 7-week campaign, so it really has a wonderful return on investment. Not only do our residents enjoy this event, but and the weeks that it goes on, but we have people from all over. And it has afforded us the official title of Arizona's Christmas City. And we never want to lose that.
No.
We owe that to all those that worked hard in front of us to keep these traditions.
Yes. And if you were not able to donate, then we sell the ball. It's called the bulbs.
That's the part I love. Yeah, I think that is so cool. You got to tell everybody about that one.
Yes. It gives you the opportunity to enter in the drawing. We'll be doing that through January 16th this year when the courthouse lights actually go off. On that day or a couple days thereafter.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. And that gives you a chance to enter in the drawing to win those items.
Uh-huh, yep.
And there's different values of each bulb. Mm-hmm.
So the bulbs themselves are just so the folks can
right.
kind of see this, so to speak, on the radio.
Yeah.
They're all colors of old-fashioned lights that you would put on a Christmas tree. And
correct.
You'd get your
yep.
name on it.
And they're
yeah.
all posted up everywhere.
At the bar. It's
exactly.
really, really neat
it
to see
really
your name
is.
Up there.
Well,
it's fun.
And the thing is all of that, 100% of every donation goes directly to the courthouse lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can make a donation of $25, you get a raffle ticket. If you can make a donation of $50, it's 3 raffle tickets. $100 is 7, and $200 is 15. So if you think about it, you can have all those opportunities to actually win some wonderful prizes too. I can see Robert, you with those new tires.
Yep, I can. Wow, have you looked at my tires?
But I have to tell you, I've been personally trying to go after the bronze because Brad Williams, does such a great job.
Beautiful.
With the bronzes, and you know he is. Such an artist.
Oh, yes.
And he actually will be, he usually, if he's not in one of his shows, he will make all efforts to be there as well. And it's so cool to meet the artist of these beautiful bronze.
Yes.
So right now we're still taking auction items. We can. So if you're a business and you still have time up until Friday,
correct.
To give up, you can drop off your donations at the Jersey Lily or at the chamber office.
Or we can come get
them. We'll come get it. So if you want to donate something and add to all of this, we would appreciate it. And for those of you that want to do some early holiday shopping, come on down on Thursday, November 7th between 4 and 8, and you can get some food and have some fun. And maybe harass the mayor, like Robert said,
yeah.
while he's helping us with the live auction part of it. My favorite's the silent auction.
Yeah.
Because it's, we have gotten some great things from the silent auction.
Right.
Well, actually, my husband, I'm working, but my husband will go and start bidding up things, and we've got some really good stuff.
They have a lot of beautiful items.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your favorite part of the, I mean, besides the memory of your son singing on the steps with all of this?
It's just beautiful to drive through town and just look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and I like what you're doing too by enhancing it with the different, and you know, working, if I'm on the patio, you'll see people down there doing selfies.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Isn't it cool to have all the kids go into the gazebo instead of looking up at it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
which is really fun.
And people love that stuff, too. You know, getting in there, you know, you put your head where there's a gingerman or a snowman, and it's just a memory. And we're just adding to that. So it's super cool. And so we've got the Courthouse Christmas Lighting Fundraiser Kickoff Party scheduled for Thursday, November 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. And you can buy raffles. We're going to have the raffles sales all the way through January. So you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can hopefully raise more money and then we can bring more things to the program, which is our goal, to bring more and exciting things there. What else? Am I missing something, Susan?
No, I think you covered it all.
Yeah.
That's great.
But the one thing I really want to do is I think we need to honor a wonderful couple who started this, and that's our good friends, Tom and his wife, Joni Meredith. that was their vision or their challenge. I love the story that Tommy always tells about how he went to city council and they said, what are you going to do about it? And he said, fine, and I'll put together this fundraiser, right?
Because it was dark in front of the bar.
Yes.
I think he lit up the oak tree. That was part of it. Yeah,
yes. But cool. It's that kind of passion that has allowed us. I mean, I think back then we didn't have very many trees lit.
No,
now we do,
85
trees, which
correct.
Is a lot, and it really makes it look special.
It does.
So
it's just beautiful.
To the Meredith family, we just are so thankful for your vision to keep this going. And I also think we owe a lot to the Friends. They are so
definitely.
Dedicated. They work so hard for you and for this effort. It is just phenomenal to see the passion there.
It's fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. And we meet, like, monthly to talk about all these fun things, so it's been really great. So if our listeners, let's say maybe someone is new in town, they may don't know where you're located, let's give them your contact information.
You can come into Jersey Lily Saloon. We're upstairs above the palace at 116 South Montezuma.
Mm-hmm. And for any other information, we follow you on Facebook.
Correct.
And your website.
Yes.
All that fun stuff. So, well, Susan, it's so wonderful to have you here. And
thank
I just,
you.
You know, thank you so much for all the efforts. We look forward to another successful fundraiser. And we just can't wait till next Thursday.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The search continues for the fire chief of Pine Strawberry after disappearing during a hike. Gila County Undersheriff Mike Johnson says 73-year-old Gary Morris was due back from a long hike when he failed to meet his wife as scheduled. The fire chief embarked on the four-day, 51-mile hike by himself.
Obviously, the weather has changed, and it's getting a lot colder, especially in that area. It's the Matazel Wilderness area. Definitely cold. We've been dropping individuals in with the assistance of the Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter to his last known location, and then also near the Doll Baby Ranch to start hiking back in towards where he was at.
Johnson says Morris is an experienced hiker and was likely equipped with the necessities during the hike.
We actually had the DPS helicopter fly the area just in case we could see some type of light or distress light or campfire or something like that, which we did not see last night.
The last time Morris's phone got pinged was Tuesday morning when fears about his safety began looming.
I don't know if he had a backup system as far as charging his cell phone. The last time that they pinged the phone and it was activated, I believe, was Tuesday morning.
Sunny, windy, and cold today. Overnight lows dropping to near 18, but heating up rapidly with highs around 58 tomorrow, 66 Friday and Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, late night lows near 28, warming to a sunny and breezy 68 tomorrow, 76 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Rumor has it that Verde Links is a mystery. Rudy, is there a missing link?
There's no missing link with Verde Links, Bruce. Verde Links links all of Sedona, Cottonwood, Verde Village, and Camp Verde.
So Verde Links is the primary transit link for all of the Verde Valley.
Verde Links may be elusive, but its connecting routes are key, just like CAT, Cottonwood Area Transit, for local Cottonwood destinations.
Mystery solved. Verde Links links you wherever you want to go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for CAT and Verde Links transit information.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And this is Prescott Chamber Day, and we're having a fantastic spooky Wednesday.
Yes, we are.
We're gearing up for Halloween.
It's the day before the spooky
day, isn't
it?
That's right. That's right. We're gearing up.
Yeah, we're always pretty scary. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we like to have fun anyways. But
yes,
Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Sure. Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Dr. Nancy Bloom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We're so glad to have you.
Yeah. Welcome to the day before Halloween show.
Yes,
too bad
like
you guys can't see us now.
Yeah.
Nancy, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from and how you got here before we dive into the business part
of
it.
Sure. So I am a native of Dallas, Texas. I'm a Texan for all of you guys.
All right.
Hook 'em horns.
Yay.
And went to the Texas schools, the typical Texas schools, both A&M and UT.
Wow.
Did my training at UT Southwestern in Dallas.
Wow.
At Parkland Hospital, which everybody will remember as John F. Kennedy's
landing place.
And then when I was finished, I had a young daughter at the time. We used to come out to Sedona
every summer
because my grandmother lived in California, and my father was a professor, so he had the summers off. So we would take a long car trip west with all five of us, and we would stop in Sedona for several weeks and stay at Don Hull's cabins.
Wow.
And back then, Sedona was literally a one-lane town.
A very small.
Yes.
A couple of restaurants.
Yeah.
Slide Rock was still owned by the family.
Oh, wow.
But they let all of us clamber around in there. We would just walk down. Nobody was there.
Ate lots of apples.
There's still apple trees there.
Yep.
Trout.
Oh,
and
wow.
Fish
in
Oak Creek at the time. And eat them. So my parents, about, you know, the time that I finished, were looking for some place that they wanted to retire. My mom kind of missed that Southern California vibe, the hills.
Right, yes,
that, drier climate. Texas is very humid.
Yes.
So they were like, do you and your daughter, do you guys want to come out with us? So I, one summer, took a drive with my daughter and took her to 18 parks. She said, yeah, Mom, it's another rock. I was like, look, it's an orange.
Yes.
No, Mom, it's rock. And she went back to doodling.
Yes. Got to love the kids.
So we looked, and I was like, why not? Dallas doesn't need another doctor. I looked into, talked with the hospital people here, and they were, even then, having a problem with primary care docs, finding them, although there were a lot more then. And so the next year, when I finished up, we moved out here.
Wow.
Nice. So that's been 14 years.
Wow. That's a great story.
So you came over the hill with family. I hear that stir a lot.
Yeah, came west.
And you found
wagons.
There you go.
And you found Prescott as your home?
Wow.
I found, well,
in the area
will always be my home.
Okay. Yep,
I like Prescott a lot, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I never would have thought that I would have wound up in a mountain town.
Right,
but
right.
But it's lovely.
I have a similar feeling. You know, I moved here from Michigan, and the same thing, you know. And our family lived in Sedona, so we would come here. This was our vacation state.
Oh, cool.
So I can appreciate your story. Yes. I'm like, gosh, we have a connection here.
And back then, Arizona was really empty.
Oh, yeah,
You know, people were like, you're going where?
Yeah.
Except for the Grand Canyon.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So we had just these fond memories of the red dirt and, you know.
All that fun stuff.
It was lovely.
And the temperature and the
you know, environment here. So
you've been a doctor here for over 14 years then?
I have.
And tell us about that.
So when I first moved here, there were a whole ton of different practices of four or five primary care docs. And as we all know who have been here sometime, they have all gone by the wayside. What most people found out was that it's unsustainable to have a practice of four to five doctors anymore because the amount of staff that you have to have, you can't support it. So really the only practices of primary care practices that stayed in business were the ones with one or two.
That's
about all you can, you know, financially, you know, do. Everybody else was pretty much bought out the hospital or went elsewhere.
Right.
They moved to Texas.
There you go.
A lot of them moved down to the Austin area or, you know, retired or whatever. So I took insurance from day one until 2 years ago, January. And the reason I stopped taking any insurance, Medicare or any insurance, was because you know, you're to make a living as a doctor, which lots of people hear about but don't really understand, is you can't spend any time with your patients. And so I still spent time with my patients, so I really wasn't getting anywhere. You know, I was just paying the bills, which is fine. I'm still just basically paying the bills, but I like to spend time with my patients. And it's very, very, very difficult unless you're in, you know, like a big group like the hospital, which, you know, has, you know, all the financial resources behind you, to spend 30 minutes to an hour with your patients and actually talk to them and find out what's going on, which is the only way that you provide good medical care.
So
I switched my practice 2 years ago, and, you know, a lot of people stayed. And a lot, you know, couldn't do it, didn't understand what we were doing. And so it's a type of medicine called a direct primary care.
Okay.
So if you think about your grandparents' medicine, where yeah. you went to your doctor and sometimes you swapped your, ham.
Yes, yep.
It's kind of more that type of medicine. So
okay.
I take as much time as is needed for somebody. It's on a contract basis. So, and people can pay monthly, they can pay quarterly, they can pay yearly. In that sense, it's kind of like concierge.
Okay, yeah,
however,
that's what it sounds like.
Concierge is about double the price, and they still bill your insurance.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We do no insurance billing at all. Uh-huh. However, I will print out forms for people.
Right.
So they could do their own.
So if they wanted to
file, they could submit it themselves.
They can get reimbursed.
Sure. Okay.
I have some people that do it. But really, it's so reasonable. The highest charge ever is $80.
Wow.
A month.
Wow.
And that's unlimited visits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So unlimited access to me. So my cell phone is, directly connected to my medical records system. So if somebody needs me, they can either text me or call me after hours. I have somebody, the rare times that I go out of town, somebody's available 24/7. So, people can call me on the weekends. It's no big deal. That's all part of it. I've had people walk in bleeding, and I'm like, okay, I'm with somebody else. Here, we'll wrap you up, sit down, and I'll get to you in a few minutes.
Yes,
so in that sense, it's kind of urgent care.
Right.
But the goal of direct primary care is my job is to keep you out of the hospital and the emergency rooms and the urgent cares.
Yes, yep. Yeah.
So I become offended even when people say, oh, I went to urgent care. I didn't want to bother you. I'm like, that's what this is.
Yeah. Right.
So you don't have to go spend that out of pocket.
Yep.
Spend that $150. Now, obviously, if, it's life-threatening.
Sure.
I will send you to the emergency.
Exactly.
But if I can handle it, I keep crutches there.
I keep walking boots.
I suture. All the stuff that your local home doc always did for you.
Right, exactly.
That's what we do. And a pharmacy. I have a pharmacy.
Okay, well, that is very interesting. I think this is the first time I've had a conversation with someone with this type of practice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Dr. Rebecca Bushman, I'll give her a shout out.
Yeah.
She has one in Prescott Valley.
Okay.
Also. And so the idea, there have been a few docs in the country who've been doing it for years.
Sure.
A couple of groups really sprung up. There's one in Missouri, Atlas, which
is
the same software
that I'm using.
And they have just taken off. Mm-hmm. Colorado is just spreading like wildfire. Mm-hmm. People like the idea because it's cheap.
Right.
It's inexpensive.
Right.
Very, very inexpensive.
Right.
So your whole family could come and see me, depending on how many, for between $120 and $150 a month, depending on how many people you have.
Right.
You buy a high deductible insurance, and it's less expensive than having regular
care. Right. Wow. That's amazing. And what I like is that you spend time with the patients and then you are available. Because so many times we don't really,
when people call me, they're like, I just want to run this by you and make sure I don't need to go to the emergency
room.
Right,
exactly.
I think I have a urinary tract.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or the allergy thing or,
the smoke blowing.
Right, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Flex.
That was interesting. It was very interesting during that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just tell everybody, do not go outside.
Yeah.
Allergies and breathing problems.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just nothing else you can do. Close your house up.
Yep. And try
and
to stay.
Run everything through your house filters.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've been practicing this for 2 years now, and it's going very well for you?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love
That's
it.
So cool.
I still spend a lot of time on the computer because, now my patients email me, and everything we do for everybody a lot via email. People send me in questions and – So there's multiple, I have some older population who don't like either of that.
Right.
They would rather still just call the office.
Absolutely.
And that's fine too. Sandy is my right and left arm, as I like to say.
Uh-huh.
She runs the front. And she's the same way. She talks to people, tries to find out, tries to help them, and really knows what she's doing also. And really enjoys that. Part of the reason most doctors went into medicine was because they like the interaction with people and they like helping people.
Right.
Well, the type of practice that I had 2 or 3 years ago was like, oh my God, another would-be sinus infection.
Right.
I mean, it really
Right.
That's how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then when I go home, I still have 2 hours of paperwork.
Right, right.
You know, so now I don't feel that way.
Right, right. And you're still helping people.
I enjoy what I'm doing.
Right. Because you're able, you're free to really connect.
Practice medicine.
Yes, there you go.
What a wonderful thing.
Going back to your practice.
To do what I was trained to do.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, doing insurance paperwork.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And your clients and patients appreciate that because there's so many
times
you go into a doctor's office
and,
like you said, they're so dang busy. You know, they get you in, get you out,
and
they don't really,
you
don't get to know them at all.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so that, I love that personal care.
I've got a sick person down the hall and your sniffles.
Yeah, but that personal touch is really nice. Yeah, it's
so tell us, our listeners, are you taking new patients?
I am taking new patients.
Okay, so you're accepting new patients now, and how would our listeners get a hold of you?
So the easiest thing is to call the office, and Sandy can give you all the information however you would like it. You can come by and pick up a copy. You can do it via email, or you can talk with her. And so the office number is 928, which is everything here, 717-1600. And another way, you can also email me. It's Nancy A. Bloom, and that's spelled B-L-U-M, D-O, at gmail.com.
Wonderful. Well, and for me, you know, I felt pretty special that you came on the show because I'm thinking a doctor is coming on the show.
What, no doctor?
Well, I mean, not too often.
They don't,
really?
You know, they don't have the time or, you know, like.
Well, see, just like you talked about.
Right, right, right.
I can, you know, make time to, you know, so we can just schedule around, you know, which is nice.
Is there any health tip that we should know about going into the fall? That you might want to share with our listeners?
A, get your flu shots.
Okay,
Even if they're not as effective, every year you get your flu shot, you're covered with more strains.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have children in the house, dip them in antibiotics.
Yes. Our grandchildren have
If you have sick children, don't take them around adults.
Yeah, okay.
That's
those are great tips.
Yeah.
And how long does a flu shot, how long does that process, like, what's a drop-dead date that get it done by?
They are actually saying, based upon Australia, they had an early flu season, go ahead and get it early this year.
Okay, okay.
And if, you know, it lags on as a longer flu season, you can get a second one.
Okay.
Like in January, February.
Okay. A booster, if you will?
Yeah, it's always a guesstimate on how well they work. But I've had people in May get the flu before.
Okay.
Especially if they travel elsewhere for a different strain
running around. Yeah, yeah. So if you're around sick children, just be cautious of that, washing your hands and all that.
Christmas, I always see an uptick in illnesses. I see an uptick in illnesses whenever the kids have gone home and then they go back to school.
Yep.
Then they start spreading things around. And it's not that the children are petri dishes.
No,
they are.
It's just the way it is.
It just is.
Yeah, we've been dealing with that for generations. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're really pleased to have you as a Chamber family.
Well, thank
we
you
thank
very
you
much.
For being on our show
to
today.
Yes.
And, you know, again, for those listeners, your phone number is
928-717-1600.
And you're accepting new patients.
We are accepting new patients.
Wonderful. Well,
yes.
So happy to
thank
have you on
for
the show.
Having me.
You bet.
Yes.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley at Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Rebates, rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates, rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's Prescott Chamber Day. And I don't know, I know that we're officially Arizona's Christmas City, but we should be Arizona's Halloween City as well.
I think we're working on that one.
Yeah, man, we've nailed it. Everything that I see on what's coming up for this weekend is all about the Halloween. So let's get started on that. We've got a few minutes here.
Okay, one of the first thing I'm going to talk about is the annual trick-or-treating that's on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Oh,
I know
yes.
That is a community event, but the city of Prescott helps out with lights and security. And that will be, of course, on Halloween, which is tomorrow night, everyone.
Woohoo!
And that starts about 4 o'clock, I would say, until probably about 10.
Yeah.
And it's worthwhile just going down to see all the kids and the big kids, little kids.
I know.
See all the cool houses all done
up. It is so cool.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about the chambers. We treat our members,
yes.
But it's open to the public.
We have a nice open house every year. That's
really fun. We have that from 10 to 2, and our reasoning is to come on down and visit the Visitor Center, which is what you run.
That's what I run,
You got it all decorated, and we've got all kinds of goodies. So
come on down and see what we do at the chamber and pick up information.
Yes. So we have some things coming up here. Oh, look at that. On November 1st through the 3rd, we have Dracula playing live at the Prescott Center for the Arts Theater.
That's
a 2 o'clock and a 7:30.
Yeah, they do quite a few performances on that, and that's a lot of fun.
Yep.
We have a trunk show coming up, and that's between the library and City Hall. That's Friday and Saturday of this week. Halloween candy buyback, and this is a popular event. And that's supported by Spirit West Advisors, and they're on 511 East Gurley Street. Mm-hmm. They're also chamber members, too.
You bet.
So turn in some of your candy, and they send that to the troops overseas.
And we also have the Boo Bash, the masquerade ball at the Haciampa Inn from 6 to 11 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd. And I just have to do a shout-out to Embry-Riddle. They're having their basketball game on Saturday, November 2nd. And just kind of going up, women's volleyball is Friday, November 1st. So it's fun to watch those.
They have a lot
athletes.
Of sporting events, and they put them all on our website. So you can get to Prescott.org and check out the site for their events because they have their basketball events, volleyball events. There's quite a few events going on at the Embry-Riddle Universities.
Absolutely.
So check that out and go to erau.edu for their schedule.
Mm-hmm. And then the Western Heritage Center is having their banquet, dinner, auction, music and fun on Saturday, November 2nd mm-hmm. from 5 to 9 p.m.
Yep, and that's a fundraiser.
It is.
You know, that's they are a nonprofit
yep.
Center, and you learn all about the Western Heritage in the Prescott area, and the whole area for that matter.
Exactly.
And you can go to their website at visitwhc.org for more information on the center, their hours and things like that.
And I tell you, one of our jewels is Elks Theater, and they constantly have such great programming mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, November 2nd, they have Bye Bye Love, and that's at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, they have a youth music concert that supports youth scholarships.
Right,
and that's at the Elks Theater at 3 o'clock.
Right. Yeah, so, the Elks has, everybody forgets about the Elks Theater Performance Arts Center, which is on the third floor. They do a lot of different events up there.
They do.
Including yoga classes.
I know.
So that's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool. Well, and for more information, I always want to remind everybody, please shop locally. Please support our local businesses. And our visitor center is available to you. It's open 7 days a week to help give you referrals on where mm-hmm. to go, where to shop, where to eat, all those great places and support our members.
Speaking about that, Sherry, is our Shop Small
oh, yes.
Business Saturday coming up. And that's yep. a nationwide event, and that's November 30th mm-hmm. this year. So Shop Small, like Sherry says, the brick-and-mortar companies, and come on down to the chamber and pick up a coupon packet for all the people that are involved in the Shop Small.
You can get some great discounts.
Yep.
So
it's wonderful.
There's so much going on. We just love Prescott, and we're so glad to be a part of it.
You need to come down and see us.
Yes.
That's what you need to do.
Yep. Come to our open house tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go.
From 10 to 2. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.